most people would probably say it was the season where I first got, when I first got my start in my sophomore season, where after like the third game, I became a starter, and, you know, I went out there and started showing my abilities. And by the end of that season, got the first team All-SEC. And, you know, from there on, I think that was the turning point. I feel like I'm probably one of the better linebackers as far as pass coverage goes. I played Will mostly in our defense, which was the linebacker who did most of the pass coverage. So I felt very strong about that.
Yeah, with the bigger linebackers, there's always a question about coverage. You know, and one person says it, and then it's a miraculous, like, domino effect for everybody else. So some people don't even watch film and say, I can't cover. You got to find a way to separate yourself. And my way of separating myself is getting to know the coaches, getting to talk to them, getting on the board. Some of the knowledge that my coaches have taught me, Coach Ash, Coach Ciano, and Coach Fickle, and just getting on the board and showing them what I know and letting them know that I can run the whole defense.
Absolutely. I feel like I have nothing to prove. I feel like that I'm the most complete linebacker in this draft. I feel like with my stats and everything I've done over the past 4 years, I've had over 350 tackles in the past 4 years, had 130 this year. I've been the MVP of 3 bowl games, including a national championship. I feel like with my leadership and my knowledge of the game and my ability to point out plays and point to where the ball's going before the snap even happens, there's not a linebacker. And there's no disrespect to any of the other linebackers. There are obviously a lot of great players in this draft. And I know I'm not perfect, but there's not a linebacker in this draft and probably a draft before that you can see on film multiple times pointing, this is where the ball is going, waving, like, come over here, the ball is going here, and it happens. So all of that being said, you're not going to draft me because I'm 6 foot. I feel like that's not someone doing their homework.
You know, it's a lot of unknowns. I don't know what all of those things are, you know, but the bottom line is I'm a ball player, and I'm a hell of a ball player. And, you know, I tend to run fast. I tend to look smooth, you know, doing whatever it is that I'm asked to do. And, you know, after a couple of interviews, you know, I think these coaches pretty much know what they're going to get. You know, I'm just going to keep improving, you know, to the best of my ability, stay grounded, you know, ignore all the outside noise. Nothing else matters to me besides what they think and, you know, besides the way I play. Free or strong, you know, I'm very, very fast. You know, I'm stronger than a typical DB, tougher than a typical DB. Since I played linebacker in the Big Ten at 200 pounds. So, you know, that's anywhere from nickel. You know, I can play some corner still. No, we're going to see. It's going to be a fun process.
Mentally, I feel like we're the best prepared players in the country. You know, we play in a tough system, man. We play in a real complex pro-style system. We got to make a lot of checks and calls. We got a lot of triple and double calls, you know, and that's what a lot of teams in the NFL do. So most of us going to be able to walk right in, and we're going to be able to pick up on what people are doing. You know, it's going to be probably the same stuff we've been doing, just different words and different terminology. At the end of the day, man, I'm a football player. You know, I'm not into this stuff. This Jim Short Olympics, I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not going to be the most impressive guy. You know what I mean? You know. Yeah, I'm going out there and compete. You know what I mean? I ain't no bologna sandwich at the same time, nah. I ain't no slouch.
I feel like early on when JJ started first blowing up, I didn't know how to handle it. But now, definitely, I love it. My brother is the best defensive player to ever play the game, in my opinion. Obviously, I'm biased. But when you play the sport of football and you have your role model, the person you look up to, a phone call away or a text away, it's special. And he does it so well and so right that I'm just trying to replicate what he does. To be honest with you, it doesn't matter where I'm drafted, who I'm drafted to. Obviously, it would be great to be a first-round draft choice. But second, third, fourth, it really doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't matter where I go either. No matter where I go, I'm going to keep my mouth shut and just work as hard as I can and play ball.